Never fell in love till I fell in love with you. No, no, what a good time was, I had a good time with you. Didn't want to get the feeling, want to get right, then the music's gonna loud for when music hits, I feel no pain at all. Well, I got a place to go. Well, I got the music. Well, I got a place to go. Well, I got a place. Well, I got a place. Well, I got a place to go. Well, I got the music. Well, I got a place to go.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. And hello. Today is September 1st, the beginning of new month, the beginning of the new school year. I hope you didn't have any problems paying rent, and I hope everything goes fine and you're excited for the upcoming long weekend. I had a pretty couple crazy days because we were moving and the move went very successful. Now we're excited to settle in the new place, and that's what happened in my world. What else happened in my world? Yesterday I went to see a show at the place called Rogers Arena, and there were four bands playing music: Against Me, Rancid, My Chemical Romance, and Blink-182. And that's the reason I played Rancid for you, to open up this show, because they were just unbelievably awesome yesterday. Rancid is a legendary band, one of my favorite punk rock bands. They're in top two, on the second place. And Rancid, they were just unbelievably amazing yesterday. They played two new songs from Let Dominoes Fall, and their all other songs were just hits. Nihilism, Radio, Time Bomb, they played all those hits and they were really, really good. Also, Against Me, they were amazing. Again, one of my favorite bands, not in top two, probably in top seven, but still, I love Against Me. And I even had a chance to interview Tom Gable, who is the lead singer and the founder of the band Against Me. And the interview turned out really good. Tom is a very, very nice guy, and he was super, super interesting. But I had some technical issues, and I recorded only half of the interview. It's still a good half of the interview, but not the whole thing. But I think when they come back to play, I'll just see him again, and we'll do the whole interview, and I'll make sure that every technical aspect of the interview is working properly. But I'll play you the interview a little bit later. But let's start with some Against Me. I have some Against Me prepared for you. They released this year two compilations of demos, the one called Black Crosses, so those are the demos from their last studio album called White Crosses. And they also released this year the demo compilations and called Total Clarity, and this is the compilation of original versions by the Searching for the Formal Clarity, their third album and the second album for Fat Records. So let me start playing you some Against Me, and then we'll listen to the short clip of my interview, which I was able to get from my voice recorder, and then we'll continue playing punk rock music. But let's start with Against Me. This is White Crosses of their album Black Crosses. Let's start. This is Against Me on the radio 101.9 FM, and the name of the radio CITR.
Church lawn, I want CITR is proud to present Safety Show's CD Release Party, Saturday, September 3rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. Opening up will be Sightlines and Do Some Damage. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. and curfew at 11.
Atlas speaks to me.
Don't miss Safety Show's CD Release Party, Saturday, September 3rd at the Biltmore.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard four songs by the bands from Florida. The band is called Against Me and they played yesterday in Vancouver. And we heard two songs. The last song, it was the cover of Cyndi Lauper's song, which is called Money Changes Everything. That was an interesting, a little bit different version. And before that, we heard Problems. Those two tracks are both from their compilation of demos called Total Clarity. And there's two songs that was from the other compilation of demos called Black Crosses, which is a compilation of original versions songs for their last studio album, White Crosses. So we heard the song White Crosses and we heard another song called Rapid Decompression. As I mentioned earlier, I did interview with Tom yesterday before the show, but not the whole interview got recorded. I had some technical problems, so I just got on tape only second half or first half of the interview. So I'll play it for you. It's still interesting. He's talking a little bit about those demos, compilation, and the transition from demo to the final studio version for the Against Me, how the recording process is going. So let's listen to this short interview, short clip of the interview with Tom Gable of Against Me.
So you released a compilation of demos for your last studio album called Black Crosses in July, and that's your first release on your established record label, Total Trouble Music. I talked to Andrew maybe a month ago, and he was telling me that about the Spanish Moth song, how the transition went, and he even mentioned that you don't even like calling those original version demos because they're not just a demo, they're something different for you. When you came back right now for Black Crosses through those originals, did you discover something else about those original versions of the songs? What's something new to you that you like forgot about in this year?
It's always an odd experience going back and listening to recordings you made that you haven't heard for a while. Even like going back and listening to White Crosses itself, because you know when you're recording something, you'll listen to it every single day, multiple times a day, and you develop a perception of it that when you give yourself a break from it, drastically changes, especially when you go out on tour and you play the songs every night live. Usually what happens is you go back and listen to the recordings and you're like, oh my god, we're playing this so slow on the record, because you live you get excited,
yeah.
You play things faster and you have to amp it up and you get used to that. So that's always odd. There's always little changes and stuff like that you forget about and nuances and stuff like that, just because the songs continue to grow when you play them live and you get used to those versions.
Okay. For me, I get this like experience, as for me as a fan, Black Crosses, Total Clarity, and Original Cowboy, they were super interesting records, because I was able to see how songs change over the time, and for some songs I even like the original versions a little bit more than new versions, because this, I see the transition and I like it's interesting. Was it the reason why you did that? Was it what you were going for the fans?
For sure.
To see this transition for us.
100%. I was really inspired by, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bob Dylan bootleg series.
Yeah.
But he's been doing this bootleg series, and there's a couple volumes of it out now, and there are tons of songs on each bootleg series from, various points of his career, and it's acoustic versions of songs or whatever, just different takes on songs. And for me as a fan of Dylan, getting to see how songs evolve and kind of getting that insight into the writing process is fascinating, and I feel like that if other people want to see that for our stuff, then why not? As you said, like when you were talking to Andrew, it's weird to call something a demo, you know? Because when you're going in and recording something, you're not saying like, well, we're not recording this for real. You're recording it. You know, it's a document of a moment in time. And so there's no difference between one document from this moment in time and one document from the other moment in time, other than whatever changes. But the validity of it as a recording is still just as relevant to me. So I've always just thought that it seems stupid to record things and then just put it away on a shelf for no one to hear it, you know? So why not let people listen to it?
So that was a short clip of the interview of Tom Gabel. We've talked for I think something about like maybe 15-20 minutes, and he was super interesting, but too bad the second half didn't get recorded on my recording device. But we agreed that when Against Me will be back, we'll do a full long interview, and I'll make sure that everything works properly. You know, stuff happens, but it's life, and that's totally okay. Yeah, let's move on. The show was great yesterday. Against Me, Rancid, My Chemical Romance, Blink 182, they played really, really good sets, and I think people had fun there, and I did, especially when I saw Rancid and Against Me. Really, really, really good. Let's move on. If you're a regular listener of this particular radio show, you probably know, and if you even don't know, I have an accent, and I was born in Russia. I'm originally from Russia, from Siberia, and I was living there till I was 22, something like that. So all my childhood is from Russia, from Soviet, Siberian, and all that stuff. I'm, you know, because I'm a huge music fan, and since I remember myself, I was trying to discover some new music, and I was following Russian punk scene pretty, you know. I was a member, like I was taking part in Russian punk scene, and I was listening to all those cool bands, and I was always looking out for something new, and I still follow the scene. It's a little bit harder for me when now I live in Canada, because I don't get a chance to see all those cool new bands, and sometimes my friends just tell me, oh, have you heard this new band? And I was like, no, I never heard them, and I listen to them, and it sounds great. So I still follow some Russian scene, and I talk to my friends who listen to the show, and they say, why don't you play some Russian music? I play from time to time, but maybe I don't play enough. So today I decided to do a block of Russian music. All the stuff is very fresh, very new. I tried to pick up some different bands and to show what's happening in Russian punk rock and ska and reggae and rock and roll scene. So let me play you a couple Russian bands and let me know what you think, and we'll see what happens, and maybe some people will like Russian music. Anyway, let's continue on. I'd like to start with a band called Parasite, that translates like parasites, and they're from the city called Nizhny Novgorod, that's really close to Moscow, and those guys are my very, very good friends. They are a song called Politicians.
бодрые в Москве. Она собирает последние деньги, за них идут заведения все. Она ставит людей в наши спереньки. Ты человеку выбивает, человек уже сломает. Интеллект уничтожает, сама за всех решает. Верно пойми, и запомни одно. Все религии, камень, тянущий на дно. Которая мешает развиваться. Привыкла среди денег ошибаться. Перестает стать традиционной. Смерть любой религии, старой и новой. Смерть любой религии, старой и новой. Гнилостные войны, убийство век за веком. Но подмена понятий не стоит жизни человека. Вера и религия. Разные слова, но этого не поймет твоя голова. Религия все за альтруизм, но пока душный гуманизм выдает то, что просто позже принесет поблизу. Здраво смысла мозгом анонит, но наш ответ радикальный атеист. Которая мешает развиваться, привык от ранних денег ошибаться. Вечная стать традиционной, смерть любой религии, старой и новой. Смерть любой религии, старой и новой.
Bop, 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 bop. по ней и не скули все с тобой дни. Это нули, где палок нет, там нет любви, но все привет.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. This is the name of the show, We All Fall Down. We just heard some block of music from Russia and from post-Soviet area. The last band we heard, it was the band from St. Petersburg. That's one of the most known Russian rock bands. They're called Leningrad, and that was a song called Prashai. That means like farewell, goodbye, and the name of the album was Khna. Before that, we heard a band from Belarus. This is a former Soviet Republic. The name of the band is Lapis Trubetskoy. They have a new album called Veselye Kartinki, and the name of the park, the name of the song was Zoopark, and then that translates to English like zoo, and that was a cover of old punk band called Grazhdanskaya Oborona from Omsk. And before that, we heard the band from Moscow called The Poser. So they have a new album, the self-titled album, and that was a song called Sekta. Young guys, very, very talented, punk band from Moscow, really very good friends of mine. And before that, we heard a band Parasite from Nizhny Novgorod. They have an album called Number Four. That's their fourth album, obviously. They're from Nizhny Novgorod, also very good friends of mine. Sasha, who is the main singer of the band, is a very nice guy. And we play the show, my band and his band, we play the show together in my city, in my hometown. It was in 2006, I believe, or 2005, something like that. Yeah, that was a block of Russian music. I don't know if it was interesting for the listeners, but definitely, like, I definitely love some Russian punk bands. And there are lots of really cool bands, and I'm when I can, I try to play those Russian bands, and they, you know, some of them, I think they're great. Okay, let's continue. So let's come back to Canada, to Vancouver. We did a trip to Russia, and now we're coming back. And in the last block of the show, I'd like to play you some of the songs by the local bands, by a band from here, and the bands which released the album in 2011. So I kind of went through my list of albums which I have right now, which I listened, and I just picked some, not all of them, because there are lots of great bands in Vancouver and they release great music, so I wasn't able to, you know, to pick all those bands, but I picked some of them. So I'd like to start with the Rebel Spell. They have a new album, It's a Beautiful Future, and I'd like to play for you a song, It Can't Be Just Me. And I'll play you some other local bands, some fresh punk rock stuff from here, and some local bands which I think released great records this year. So, but let's start with Rebel Spell. They're great. They're one of the biggest punk bands in Vancouver, and maybe, and yes, they're one of the biggest punk bands in Canada. So this is the Rebel Spell.
You watch me fall. You said you.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is the weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. We just heard a block of local bands from Vancouver, British Columbia, and the bands which released the album this year, so some fresh stuff and, you know, so far best of 2011, kinda, from Vancouver. Obviously not all the bands, but I just released, you know, some, probably my favorites. So let me tell you what we just heard. The last band was Anchoress. That's a young band, a new band. They have a new album which is called Set Sail, and that was a song called Coral Bones. Before that, we heard Beelines. Beelines are a very well known local band. Great band, great band to see live. That's what I'm highlighting, kinda. They have a new self-titled album, which is available on vinyl, 12-inch. That's the size of the record. And it's available basically any local store, but I saw it all the time. I see it at Scratch Records. Beelines, they are actually favorites of CITR all the time. Every week we get this email and we see the charts, which, you know, which songs are the most playable on our radio station. And Beelines are always, since the album we've got this album at the station, Beelines are all the time, they are in top 20. They are like the most, one of the most playable records of this year. And, you know, that proves it's a really good record. Beelines, local punk rock band. Check them out if you haven't heard them. Before that, we heard a band called Everyone Everywhere. This is a band from Vancouver Island. They have a new album called The Rookie, and we heard the song Homeward Bound. Every time, everywhere, they are playing in Vancouver. They're playing at the Railway Club, and they're playing on September 12th. I'm planning to be there and would like to check them out live. Never saw them before, and I really want to see them live. So if you like pop punk, if you like fast punk rock, Everyone Everywhere, Railway Club, September 12th. Before that, we heard Living the Lions, a very well-known pop punk band from here, from Vancouver. They have a new album called Holy Shit, and we heard a song called Regret Song, track number 2 of the album. And Living the Lions are playing again. Not again. They're playing here too. They're playing the Broadway calls, and it's gonna be a really good show. It's a media club, Thursday, September 29th. Living the Lions and Broadway calls are playing. If you like local pop punk, if you like Broadway calls, they're from Oregon. If you like, you know, melodic rock, if you like pop punk, you should go to check out those show, Leaving the Lions and Broadway Calls, September 29th at the Media Club. And I opened this block of music, the song by the Rebel Spell. Rebel Spell, as I said earlier, they're one of the best local punk bands and one of the best Canadian punk bands right now in probably the last 10 years. And Rebel Spell, they have a new album called It's a Beautiful Future, and that we heard the track of it, It Can't Be Just Me. And Todd, before the release of the album, the singer of the band, he was on the show. And if you go back, check out the podcast, you can see, you can listen to the interview with Todd. He was here in the studio and we had a like 30 minute conversation about the album and everything. And he's a very, very interesting gentleman. And it was really, really fun to talk to Todd and, you know, to see, talk about one of the best, talk to the one of the best, to the member of one of the best local bands. Okay, enough. I'm talking too much, my friends. Okay, let's a couple upcoming shows really quick. Cobra Skulls are playing in Vancouver at the Fairview Pub on September 17th. A really good band, one of my favorites, and I'm really excited to hear the new album. Frank Turner, Andrew Jackson Jihad, and Into It Over It are playing Monday, October 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And another show, which is in November, but I'm really stoked to see the show. This is a Standoff, a band from Calgary. They are playing at the Media Club. They are playing this party at the Moon Tower, and they are playing November 5th. I'm really stoked. Really excited to see this is Standoff. If you don't know, this is Standoff. This is a former, this is a new band from the members of Belvedere. If you remember Belvedere, great band from Calgary, you will probably like this is Standoff. Okay, that's it. I'm almost done. I have minutes. After that, we have Robin the Inkstuds, a show about comics. If you like. CITR 101.9 FM. If you like after about comics, then we'll have a Japanese music quest of you. Stay. TR.ca. And I also have a blog where I have sometimes some videos, some pictures, the set list of the show, the stuff I play here, some links, and you can also download the podcast from my blog. We all fall down CITR.tumblr.com. We all fall down CITR.tumblr.com. That's it. I would like to finish with another the song by another local band. They called Root City Riot. They released a new album this spring, yeah, that was in between spring and summer and May. Root City Riot, they have a new album and they have a great song called Victoria. Root City Riot are playing this week. They are playing at the Shark Club tomorrow. They are playing the Giraffe Aftermath and B Monster. It's Friday, September 9th. So if you're not doing anything specific and you would like to dance to some ska and reggae music and you like Root City Riot, you like dancing, beer, and all that stuff, check out the Shark Club on Friday. It should be a fun event. And I'll play you a song by Root City Riot called Victoria to finish up the show. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. And this is Root City Riot, the song called Victoria on CITR. Bye-bye. I should have seen you down the hall.
wicked.